You're listening to the Who Cares News for Monday, February 3rd, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
I know, we're crying in our beer this morning, aren't
we? Yeah, we are.
Yeah. How was it for you? Did you shed a tear?
No, I wouldn't say I shed a tear.
Yeah, we're talking about the NFL 100 awards ceremony on Saturday. No, we're not talking about that.
I did like the 100 years of football presentation.
You know, there was 100 guys there yesterday. That was the deal. That was their all-time team. Or there's 100 guys on the team. Some were missing, obviously, because some, you know, are no longer with us. But one of the people that I thought very strange and raised a little controversy was one O.J. Simpson, who made the team.
Well, he wasn't there, but he was up. No, he was up on the board.
He was one of the top 100. So
yeah,
there you go. It's like scraping the barrel sometimes when you think about it. NFL, you know. But you know, no. Now people are saying no Colin Kaepernick, but I don't know that Colin Kaepernick is worthy of the top 100 as a player. Take away all the politics, the Nike ads, all that stuff. Yeah, he really played like 3 seasons.
No. There's a lot that could have been up there. Terry Bradshaw wasn't up there.
Right. Oh, that's right. He was not on
Doug Flutie. I don't
know. Yeah, Troy Aikman. Doug Flutie.
I mean, there's a ton of players who've just done good.
I think this, I don't know, maybe they took a straw vote and somebody said, yeah, these are the guys. And somebody threw in O.J. Simpson for a joke. No, O.J. Simpson was a great NFL player.
Yeah, he was.
He was a great NFL player.
He was.
This is pre-performance enhancing drugs. I mean, he could run his ass off. So, I mean, you know, he did well. And he played for the 49ers the last couple of seasons.
He played ball.
I actually saw O.J. Simpson in San Francisco play against the Seattle Seahawks in 1981, I think. 1980. Sorry. Yeah. And I actually saw him. Yeah. This was the year before they got Joe Montana. Yeah. 1979. Anyway, enough football. We got enough football to talk about today because really that's what happened. Because, you know, one of the things I noticed yesterday when they were starting to do like the pregame stuff, showing all the celebs, not just the football celebs, but all of like Kevin Hart was there. You know, all
lots
those guys. I'm drawing a blank now. There was a bunch of people there. And as the week pans out, we'll hear about them all. But anyway.
Oh, yes.
Here we go. Time for the Who Cares News the day after.
And they started by both teams standing on 24-yard lines.
For Kobe Bryant. Yeah.
All right. So last night, J-Lo made a pretty big impression on the nation.
Oh, yeah.
Nay, the world. During the Super Bowl halftime show. Well, okay, at least the part of the world that was not getting a beer.
No, that's true.
Her mostly dressed pole dance definitely got everyone else's attention.
Look, she had clothes on.
She did.
She had clothes on. It looked like her butt was exposed.
It wasn't.
But it wasn't.
No.
There was cloth covering her butt.
There was. Yeah, she was dressed.
And her privates were covered.
They were.
You know, so.
So in addition to her and Shakira shaking what the good Lord gave him, right there in front of God and, well, Terry Bradshaw.
Right.
And I got to say, J-Lo, when you're shaking it, you cannot keep up with Shakira.
Oh, no, no. Shakira was way, way more talented than J-Lo on the dancing.
Whew. Oh,
I felt like she was doing the river dance for a while there, Shakira. Man, I was watching her feet. I was watching her feet for at least 30 seconds.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Rest of the time, I was watching other parts of her body. Uh-huh. But because you know what? Hello, red blood.
Shakira.
Yeah. What's the song, My Lovely Hips, or something like that?
Something like that.
Something like that. I was watching her lovely hips and other things. But,
You won last night.
Yeah, Shakira won last
night. J-Lo brought her 11-year-old daughter on stage to sing along with stripper mommy. So a strange juxtaposition. Yeah. We think Shakira actually changed G-strings before the finale.
She did. There was no way. Yeah.
No way she was wearing that gold number under the red number.
No.
Anyway, the real purpose of this story isn't to belittle what was another questionable halftime show because,
it's
actually the purpose of this story is I wanted to let you know that J-Rod have set a date.
Oh, we got all that to get to their wedding. Oh, good. Did you see the commercial?
Yes.
With the two of them?
Yeah.
At the Hard Rock? Yeah.
There was actually some better commercials this year than there have been in a while.
Some.
But there was no freaking Clydesdales. I am not happy.
Yeah. In the Budweiser commercial, and I don't want to be little J-Rod, but or A-Rod, they did salute first responders and service people.
Yes, they did.
That was good.
That
would have been nice to have thrown a Clydesdale in there.
Yes, it would have been.
You hear that, bud?
Uh-huh.
We want more horses.
We want more Clydesdales.
We want more Clydesdales.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Don't
and
take that away from us.
And maybe they can start singing that when you say, bud. I think it's time to bring that back.
Sure, let's do it.
When you say, Budweiser, you've said it all. I'm ready.
Clydesdales.
Mm.
Hashtag Clydesdales.
Hashtag Clydesdales.
All right, so it's going to be a summer wedding, anywho.
J-Rod. Okay. All right, they're finally going to do it. Okay, I wonder if it's going to be on Fixer Upper. I'm just wondering.
Probably.
Yeah, maybe Joanna so. Chip will be there.
All right, so last night during the big game, one fan went viral for falling asleep at the game.
I didn't see it, but now I'm seeing it this morning. But it was mentioned at our party. It's like, hey, look, that guy's asleep. And it's like, what? And then they cut to Aaron Andrews. So.
Well, they don't want to show someone sleeping.
No.
But why not? Because it was funny.
It was? Okay.
So it was captured by Sporting News deputy editor Carissa Maxwell.
Okay.
Whose tweet turned hashtag Super Bowl sleeper into a trending topic on Twitter.
That's great.
The snoozer can be seen sitting in his chair and leaning against the stadium wall as the game begins. He was probably like the first one in line. Must have been.
He must have had his two drink minimum before before the game started. He was pre-gaming at the Bud Light Pavilion.
He was pre-gaming.
That's where he was. He was pre-gaming.
And when the game started, he was noticeably the only person in his section.
Yeah.
That was seated, and he doesn't seem fazed at all because he was asleep. And it seems like he slept through the entire first quarter.
You know, I'd be pissed off. You know, if you've ever gotten up late, like I can remember two or three times in my life where I went to bed one night, and I wasn't drunk or anything, but I was just so exhausted. I woke up the next day at like 5 in the afternoon.
Goodness.
And nothing pisses me off more than that. But this would piss me off because after spending $6,000 to have a seat at the Super Bowl, I would have gotten so drunk that I fell asleep during part of it. Are you kidding me?
The most expensive nap ever.
Yeah.
Now, looking back, I probably should have fell asleep during the fourth
quarter.
You
probably should have. Don't know how Halle Berry feels about Kansas City winning yesterday. We're not sure, but we could probably check with her and see, find out.
You do that.
I will. All right, that's it for today. Back tomorrow with no Super Bowl news because we're done with this.
We're done.
Football season's over.
My guns.
Yep. Bring on the baseball. We'll see you tomorrow, and
that's all the news you can give us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.